Gonna pray and I pray for a day like today, bright and shining. Soca glory, everyone with a flag and a smile on their face. Lordy daddy, of every creed and race, Lord. Phenomenal,
lovely atmosphere.
If the Lord is our shepherd, who shall be here?
No one.
Yes, the party start down here, CKW 95.9 FM on the dial in Winnipeg. Yes, we are the University of Winnipeg, 515 Portage Avenue, and we are on the 4.5 floor of a Centennial Manitoba. What do you call it, lane? Yeah. At the end of those two hallways, the halls, you will find CKW upstairs. Love and kindness. Listen out throughout. We bodied it up this morning. You're going to hear just a short report on Leonard Peltier's release. And you'll hear some things about going on in the Middle East. Look out. Look out.
I'm mad. Uptight. I don't know what to do. I'm mad. Uptight. I don't know what to do. I'm mad. Uptight. I don't know what to do. I'm mad. Uptight. I don't know what to do. I want you to know just who I am. Well, I'm the man with the hands and the feet in my pants, and I just can't make a dime. But I'm looking for work every goddamn day, and you know how hard it is. When I hear all your long, I say all the jobs are gone. I get mad, man, I get uptight, and I don't know what to do. I got my rent to pay, my food to eat, so I keep right on the beat.
Wham, wham on my mind as I walk the Young Street line. All I see everywhere, fast clothes that I can't wear. I get mad, uptight. I can't find.
Still mad. I'm tired and I don't know what to do. Say, man, what you gonna do?
What I'm gonna do? What you gonna do?
Okay, brother, what we gonna do?
What we gonna do?
This is what we got to do.
Come together, organize, let our thoughts are synchronized. Get involved in the struggle. That's the only way we're gonna solve that puzzle. Come together, organize, let our thoughts are synchronized. Get involved in the struggle. That's the only way we're gonna solve that puzzle. Yeah.
Listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, and the radio show name is called Fantastic Friday. Please come and join us every single Friday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. every Friday morning.
So in the next piece, we speak with Andy Yang Collective's Nick Tilson, which has bestowed Leonard Peltier in prison after news of his sentence communication about fighting for Peltier's freedom. Although Leonard is supposedly to have been released on January 18th, and he's still being held in prison and still awaiting his freedom into the community.
Leonard is excited. He's deeply, deeply honored. When he, I talked to him on the phone last night after the actual order was given to him, and the papers for executive clemency were given to him, and he read it out loud, and he said, I'm finally coming home. And he's excited to be coming home in this moment. And one of the biggest things of the message that he has is deep gratitude for the 5 decades of organizing and everybody who's ever helped fight for his freedom. And so he is elated. He's excited to go back to his homelands in Belcourt, North Dakota, on the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa. Yeah, this was an unprecedented effort of both community organizing and advocacy. We had two secretaries of the administration weigh in. Secretary Deb Haaland was weighing in, and Secretary HHS Administrator Becerra was weighing in. Senator Schatz, of the Senate, as chairman of the Senate Indian Affairs Committee, was weighing in. And there was opposition. There was opposition led by the FBI and the Department of Justice to try to keep Leonard Peltier in prison. But the reality is that we had fought so hard to be able to bring this issue to light. And I think that one of the tipping points in this entire issue was the fact that Leonard Peltier was a boarding school survivor, and that this was really about righting a historical wrong. And I think all of the work that went into bringing to light what the United States government did to Indian people during the boarding schools, and all of that effort and organizing and healing work that happened, was one of the huge contributing factors, along with so much political advocacy of people championing this. And we were able to close the gap from the front line in indigenous communities to the decision makers, right to the president of the United States, that led to this. And so it was a historical organizing effort and a day of victory for indigenous people. We were a little bit concerned that he's not going home until the 18th, that the order doesn't go into effect till the 18th. He needs to see a doctor immediately, and they don't have the medical facilities at Coleman Prison, federal prison, to meet his medical needs right now. So we will be asking this current, the incoming administration for relief for medical purposes to try to get him home a little bit sooner. And they do have the ability to do that at the Bureau of Prisons level. And so we're going to be asking for that so we can get this, him to see a doctor. But realistically, we also understand that there's a good chance that he's probably not coming home till the 18th, even though we're trying to get him home sooner. But we really want to get him home sooner because his health is continuing to deteriorate. And he's excited to come home, but we got to make his health and his safety number one priority.
Hey everyone, I'm Jess Turner. Make sure you listen to Fantastic Fridays on CKUW 95.9 FM every Friday morning, 6 a.m. till 8 a.m. That's way too early for me. Okay, thanks. Bye.
الجمال والجلال والسناء والبهاء في رباك في رباك والحياة والنجاة والهناء والرجاء في هواك في هواك هل
My homeland.
موطني.
Is it lost forever?
الشباب لن يكل.
Or will I be able to
return? أن يستقل أو يبي أو يبي نستقي من الردى ولن نكون للعدا كالعبيد كالعبيد لا نريد لا نريد ذلنا المؤبدا وعيشنا المنكدا ذلنا المؤبدا وعيشنا المنكدا
If anyone else but Is it healthy or is it just familiar to me? I believe I diagnose myself with my validation. That's my philosophy.
You never have a what-if story, but you have a story that the thing was done. That's who I am. My name is Aita Sedu, and I am the proud managing director of A Different Bookless Cultural Center. And I just love people and cool, innovative things to do. I was born in Canada. I was born in actually an incredible place called Scarborough, Ontario. My mother, Gloria Emily Walcott, when she came out of high school and looking at opportunities in Barbados at that time, and that is when the government was still under colonialism, and somebody said, hey, do you know that Canada has opened up immigration for the first time to Caribbean nationals? And it so happened that an incredible man by the name of Donald Moore, a man that we celebrate here in the People's Residence, the place that I'm seated now, and Donald Moore had the idea that he could journey with a group of others, not alone, but with others like Harry Geary and Stanley Grisel. And they went on a bus to Ottawa and made their case, I believe, maybe in 54, to say, you have to open up immigration to our racialized people, to black people, right? And so in 1955, my mother was one of the first 25 people to come on the domestic program to Canada on that immigration system. Because my parents had the understanding that there was a great education system in Barbados, they thought it was wise that I would go there to the Caribbean and be educated in a nation which had a 99% literacy rate. That's an incredible thing of moving from north to south. And in so doing then, that gave it an incredible platform to have an appreciation of Africa in the diaspora. I am very, very privileged and very happy that I had the opportunity to have those memories by water and sunshine and in a nation of people that looked like you and loved you up every day and would give you a quarter, and that was their scholarship, or it could be an orange on your way to school, and that too was scholarship. It is incredibly cool to know that you also too have the experience of North America, and therein lies who I am. Where you come from, a space...
Hi, I'm Julian Cooper. You're listening to Fantastic Friday on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. This is my favorite morning wake-up show.
Night, you called on accident. Heard you fucking on the other end. It's too late, never be the same again. Too late, never be the same.
Say last night was a fluke and you know it. This is that we're doing so bogus. Can we keep it up? I'm not strong enough. Good up, got me so screwed up. I wish you all of the best. Even though you're with that bitch now. Emotional, it's hard to shut it off. I still don't want to take it down. You're so reliable. That's why I ride for you. Then ride and die for you.
Hello?
Last night, you called on an accident. Heard you fucking on the other end. It's too late. Never be the same again. Too late. Never be the same. Last night, you called on an accident. It's hard to shut it off. I still don't wanna take it down.
with you right now, ain't it? No, she with you right now.
Yeah man, you're still listening to CKUW 95.9 FM on your dial in Winnipeg. Fantastic Friday. Last three co-principals and Princess Chim Solon, Queen Victoria, Dr. T and John was here but never here. But also here at times is Princess Rachel. And here all the time is Princess Catherine. Licking it down, knocking it down, rubbing it up and down.
Filistin, dualarımdasın, öldürülen çocuklara unutmayacağız. Onlar için savaşıyoruz biz.
Hi, I'm Dale Rufus, and you're listening to Fantastic Fridays on CKUW 95.9, my favorite Friday morning wake-up show.
This is for my city dwellers, my storytellers, my soundscapers, music makers, and my dreamers of dreams. This is for the beat layers, the street sayers, the graph writers, and the painters. This is for the crate keepers, the image freezers, the lens seekers, and the photogs. This is for the spinners, the rewinders, drop the needle, pull it back, and come againers. This is for the movers, the body users, the kinetic acrobatic defying gravity provers. This is for the filmmakers, the actors, the activators, my sculptors, and my cans. Sprayers. This is for the da-da-dubbers, the dancers, the scribers, the scholars. This is for the freestylers, my improvisers, my poetical, lyrical, spiritual vocalizers. This is for my speechifiers, for the visionaries, for the bridge builders, the chain breakers, the power takers. This is for the door crashers, my drum beaters, the call to action taker to the streeters. For my behind the sceners, my planners, my finders, our on task and right on timers. For our organizers, our survivors, our motivators, and our strivers. This is for the uplifters and our risers. This is for you, our ancestors. This is for you, our people blessers, our children, for our vision, for our villages, our hoods, our nations, our truths. This is for our culture, for our generation. This is for our creator and our creation. This is for our inner being and our outer, for our say it louder, big and prouder. This is for the art, for the word. This is for the sound. This is for the power.
The big bad wolf hit a knock on your door. Young C&G, you can call me comes and goes. I'm that young individual knocking on your house. Just left the crib, going to the SWAT. 94 Civic, you can catch me on your block. Talking to the cops, cause your ass got robbed. The type of shit on this side will get your ass shot. All the homies put me up on game, so I stayed with it. Told me about the nines and the drugs, never played with it. Everybody tripping in the streets, got a mug at me. Cause I'm a young Mexicano in the industry. I give a damn about your blood, race, and color. If you my main dog, then best believe you my brother. Real shit, when you stand right in front of me, vandalized outlaw, saying fuck the industry. Breath. Down besides make me mad, just like Debo said in front of Craig's mom and dad. About to shoot your fucking nuts off like Cheddar Bob and leave you frozen stuck with a cotton mouth like you pop a doc. Donald Trump look like Bird from the Sesame's. FDT's got him standing right next to me. Politics only do it for the riches, sounding like clowns and some mark ass bitches. C&G here to bring up the slaughter. What type of president would say he date his own daughter? Treating Mexicans like we ain't residents, and this the guy that we picked on next president. Fuck that, y'all done really got me fucked up. Dirty rich boy and your whole family stays corrupt. You can call us whatever you want, but from here on now, best believe it's fuck Donald Trump.
Just a black man, so what do I know? Poor kids are just as bright and as talented. That's why kids, that's a quote, wasn't it, Joe? Said I ain't black, I ain't give you my vote. Interviews terrible every show. Sounding so see now, but that would it be like now I got the green light, now Joe gotta go. They wanna label me, calling me Marga. This how you made me, created a monster. Eating your goats on the beach, Chupacabra. Now that you seated and got you some pop, I welcome you all to my movie, my feature. Film that you view and you glued to your seats for. Trump is looking like he Julius Caesar. Joe is looking shaky, Julius Caesar. Shake like Orange Julius. Shake like Orange Julius. Why you keep going on all these black shows when we know it's for votes? Then you threw with us. You mumble like you caught the Holy Ghost. It wasn't, you just caught the COVID ghost. But Trump caught a bullet, he got up and stood up while you lost your footing, then you went home. How could you let him just crawl up the back? Holding a rifle, y'all saw him do that. The Secret Service said roof wasn't flat. 100 hit slopes, that was harder than that. Tight. Something's fishy with these politicians, and I'm on a mission to eviscerate them. On a switch and bait him just to go replace them. All of these Democrats recently turning, all in their leader, his stuff is concerning. Still, they repeatedly tell us he's working. Pop up the damn like we getting Bernie's. Pop him up, give him adrenaline, shots in them. Simple words on the teleprompter. Ran through all that, now you put him. Cut him. Real vendetta. I'm the black man fed up. Spitting facts at you, rats. Yes, the real rap shredder. Ain't no time to shell up. All the lies you tell us, it was Joe. That you fools tried to build back better. Joe Biden just got knocked over again.
Hey, hey, you're listening to Fantastic Friday on CKUW 95.9 FM. Ka-chow.
You don't want no problems. You don't want no problems.
Fuck Donald Trump.
You don't want no problems. I got 99 problems. Donald Trump ain't one. Homie, fuck him. Fuck him, fuck Donald Trump. I got 99 problems, Donald Trump ain't one.
You can catch me in the colors raising up my flag. Out the window hitting switches with an all-chrome strap. Cruising through your neighborhood just bumping to this music with a bad bitch on my lap. Sipping 40 steady brewing. Fuck the White House, homie, and everybody in it. Especially Donald Trump, not too long before they hit him. Yeah. Disrespecting all our women and calling us some criminals when really he's a villain. We don't give a fuck though, call us what you wanna. We still fucking party, drinking, smoking marijuana. Told your ass before, homie, you don't want no problems. Got my soldiers at the line, always ready with them choppers.
You don't want no problems. You don't want no problems.
Fuck Donald Trump.
You don't want no problems.
I got 99 problems, Donald Trump ain't one. Homie, fuck him. Fuck him.
Fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck him. I got 99 problems, Donald Trump ain't one.
Watch the king come out and the queen I come out, patch on the spreaded carpet. One thing we have to tell on us, watch ya. Adam Ernst. Adam Ernst. Watch me now, it name murder me wrote and me no take back me chat. Shuffle the date me and the queen in a the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the con, so no better watch that. Show me step up in a life, them want to give me a fight. Show me look cute and them no look too right. They call and need to over me, man a fight. And that now one, no time in a them life. Me no cut up, I can model every time. Absolute niceness, come with pair rhyme. First class dress code and your style a lick. The quality, my feet come back quick. Cause murder me wrote and me no take back me chat. Truffle the date me and the queen in the park. Look how me cute and sexy like that. And me plant the
cat. Hi everyone, my name is Belaine Osman. I'm a student here at the U of W. My students actually call me Madame Oz. Just letting you know, CKUW has an awesome show called Fantastic Friday, and you guys should listen to it. Stay tuned.
Well, hear this. Come, come, Aisha.
Think you where you come from? As long as you're a black man,
a black woman, or a black child.
No mind your nationality. You have got the identity
and perspicacity.
Cause if you come from Clarendon,
it don't matter.
If you come from Portland,
it don't matter.
If you come from Westmoreland,
it really don't matter. Because coming to you all the way from West Africa in the country called Nigeria is the brother they call Prince Ugonna, soon to be King Ugonna, to give you news and views from Africa. Ugonna, Ugonna, Ugonna.
Yes, good morning, West Africa, and good morning to all of our listeners. Unukedu Kekwan, greetings from Africa. And my first piece from Democracy Now!, the speaker journalist Gideon Levy and Middle East analyst Munir Rabbani. They both explain why the limited agreement will not shift politics in Israel and Palestine, and they stress the importance of also freeing the thousands of Palestinians held by Israel.
Well, it's quite clear that Biden had next to nothing to do with this deal. This is a deal that was formulated by Netanyahu and presented on his behalf by Biden in May of last year and was accepted by Hamas in early July of last year. And the primary missing element has been Israel's agreement to this text. And the only reason that Israel did not agree to this text until this week is because it didn't have to worry about U.S. pressure. What it in fact had was unconditional U.S. support and U.S. Collusion. And it's quite clear that the only thing that has changed in the past month is that there was a unambiguous message from the incoming Trump team to Netanyahu that they do not want to have to deal with the Middle East, with a foreign policy crisis during the inauguration and on their first day in office. And they especially don't want to deal with a crisis that includes American hostages in the Middle East. They want to be Ronald Reagan in 1981, not Jimmy Carter. And I think Netanyahu...
And explain what you mean by that, Moin.
Well, I'm referring to the Iranian hostage crisis that is considered a large contributor to Jimmy Carter's election loss in 1980, and that those American hostages were not released until after Carter had left the White House and Reagan had entered it. And Trump very clearly does not want to be a Carter. He wants to be a Reagan in this respect. Netanyahu understood the message loud and clear, and so he signed on the dotted line. You know, we've had all this drama and theatrics of the past 2 days that Gideon Levy was just talking about, but it was never in doubt, particularly because I think Netanyahu is now hoping that with Trump so narrowly focused on January 20th, that he'll lose interest within a few weeks, and Netanyahu will then be able to scuttle the deal when it gets to when the first phase ends, because as Gideon Levy mentioned, the second stage is still being negotiated and is yet to be finalized. We need to recall this is not an American initiative. This is a initiative that, according to Biden, was formulated by Netanyahu and merely presented by the Americans. And what happened after it was presented and after it was accepted by Hamas in July, Netanyahu began adding new conditions that Israel would have to retain a permanent presence in the so-called Netzarim corridor bisecting the Gaza Strip, the so-called Philadelphia corridor abutting the Egyptian border, and most importantly, that there could be no formal end to hostilities. In other words, there would be no definitive ceasefire. So it seems that Netanyahu's expectation was that Hamas would sign an agreement that would oblige it to release all the Israeli captives and hostages, and then accept that once the last one was released, Israel could resume its genocidal campaign against the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Clearly, a condition designed to be rejected. Smotrich and Ben-Gvir are insisting that they cannot accept any deal that ends Israel's military campaign in the Gaza Strip. And what they've said is they're against this deal. Ben-Gvir will leave the government. They will vote against it. But they will continue to support Netanyahu against any no-confidence measures, and that if and when Netanyahu resumes this genocidal campaign, they will rejoin. They will rejoin the government. So it's really a very, very empty threat. I see it as pure theater.
Yeah, and this next piece, we speak with Tala Nasser, a lawyer with the Palestinian Prisoner and Human Rights Organization at the Mayor. She notes that many of those released are coming back home in poor health.
Yesterday, Palestinian prisoners were supposed to be released after 3 p.m., but unfortunately, the Israeli authorities delayed their release until 3 a.m. Today. 92 Palestinian prisoners were released, including 69 female prisoners. Two of them are child prisoners. 20 of them are administrative detainees, 5 of them were sentenced prisoners, and 44 were under trial, while they also released 23 child prisoners. Most of them were under administrative detention, and some of them were under trial. And also, 6 of the released prisoners yesterday were actually previously released in the November 23 exchange deal, and then they were re-arrested again. So these are the Palestinians who were released yesterday, and of course we're waiting for the other phases or the other batches of the prisoners to be released. Yes, they were actually held without any charges, without any trial. It's based on a secret file that neither the detainee nor their lawyers know anything about the charges or the accusations and why they are arrested. We're actually concerned of what will actually going to happen in the next few weeks, because yesterday it was horrible. Families were actually waiting for long hours in front of Ofer prison. They were assaulted. The Israeli occupation forces started bombing the families, started using sound bombs, gas, rubber bullets, and live ammunition. There were lots of injuries in front of Ofer prison. So also families were also assaulted in the occupied Jerusalem. They were summoned to Al-Maskoubiye interrogation center. They were subjected to arbitrary conditions that prohibited gatherings and banned marches and fireworks and prevented them from chanting slogans. So the situation is still concerned of the situation. We're hoping that it will continue. The Israelis will continue to release prisoners, and to of course we have no guarantees. They will not be rearrested again. But we are hopeful that many other prisoners will be released, especially the ones who are serving life sentences.
Right, the ceasefire deal that was negotiated primarily in Doha over the last weeks, it happened because Donald Trump told Benjamin Netanyahu to make the deal now. He wanted this deal done before he entered the White House. The deal was actually almost the same deal that was presented by President Biden way back in May. And cynically, it wasn't achieved until a few days before January 20th, when Donald Trump takes the Oval Office. Steve Witkoff, the Middle East emissary of Donald Trump, worked hand in hand with Brett McGurk from the Biden administration to make sure that the deal was done in Doha. And as I said, It's more or less the same deal that was presented back in May. I have to comment, it is a bad deal. It is a bad deal for Israel. It's a bad deal for the Palestinians. It's a deal which will take months to implement and create a lot more suffering for the families of hostages, for the families of prisoners, and the chances of it derailing in the Gaza Strip are very high. The three women who were released are Roni Gonen, 24 years old, Emily Damari, 28 years old, and Doron Stanbrecha, 31 years old. Two of them were from Kibbutz Kfar Aza next to the Gaza Strip, and one of them was taken from the Nova Festival on October 7th. They're all civilians. None of them are military. None of them had anything to do with the Israeli occupation. They were Israeli citizens trying to live their lives.
And this last piece will speak with Israeli activist Gershon Baskin, who has experience negotiating with Hamas, including during this latest conflict.
Yeah, I understand there are about 1,000 administrative detainees who will be released in this first part of the deal for 33 of the Israeli hostages. 94 hostages will remain in Gaza until the negotiations are completed on phase two, which will begin on day 16 and are supposed to be completed by day 30 before we enter another 42-week period. Hopefully it will happen. Hopefully the ceasefire will hold, and this is supposed to lead to an end to the war. It seems to me that Hamas would not have agreed to enter into this two or three phase deal without having guarantees both from Qatar and from Egypt through the United States that in fact the war would end and will not continue beyond this first phase of the first 42 days. But we don't know that because Netanyahu has given alternative promises to members of the government that Israel reserves the right to return to war if the negotiations don't end up moving in the direction that they want.
Yeah, so Khalida was released also yesterday. She was completely isolated from the outside world for 5 months now. She was released with a horrible condition, actually, because of the isolation, because of the starvation imposed against her and other women prisoners, because of the lack of personal hygiene tools, the confiscation of clothes and electrical appliances, the denial of medical care. So she was released in a very horrible situation, and people around the world saw the pictures of how she was released. And it's not only about Khalid Jarrah, but it's also other women prisoners who were also released in a very bad situation, and they were subjected to different torture and ill-treatment methods, which led to their to them lose so much of their weight. They were starving inside the prisons, and that's why we saw them in this horrible situation.
Or you ate grits for breakfast every morning, and you knew a girl in high school, a black girl, and she was nice. I don't care if your nanny was black, because Michael Griffiths is dead, killed by white youths who got her free, even though witnesses testified to their crime. So I don't care, you hear? I don't care, because black woman Tawana Brawley was raped by four white cops who are still out on the street and Donald Trump takes out a 3-page ad in the New York Times calling for the death of 6 black youth accused of raping a white woman. So I don't care if your nanny was black and you ate grits for breakfast every morning and you knew a black girl in high school and she was nice. I don't care, you hear? I don't care, cause for too long we have held our pain in our very flesh. For too long our bleeding hearts in our chest. For too long our eyes have seen what they can no longer bear to see. Our anger will rise like a red flood and spread.
Yeah, man. Good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning, Mr. Rico.
Why are you putting this on it? Ras Rico. Ras, R-A-S, is a title. Ras Rico.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How things going with
Ras
you?
Ras Rico.
How things going on your side?
Yeah, nothing. It's not perfect, but yeah, it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not stable, but it's still, yeah, a little bit chaos.
All right, thank you. Welcome for the morning, and we look forward to hearing what you have for today.
Oh, thank you for this opportunity, and thank you for the Friday, fantastic Friday, for asking about the Sudan and Sudanese problem. Yeah, since I spoke with you guys last week, I still just think it's not a big difference, but it's still processing. And what I heard from Sudan, from the families and friends and grassroots on the ground, they're saying, the war is still there and fighting is still there, but now fighting is focus the two areas, main areas, one in the capital of Sudan is Khartoum, and another one in the capital of Darfur, Fashir. But when you come in the train of capital of Sudan, Khartoum, the Darfurian African troop, Enjoy troop, and the Sudanese army being able to control almost like 70%, and just doing their as a normal job as used to do, and just looking after the private forces while they're occupying the civilian buildings and civilian homes. And they began to liberate the community by community or area by area. In the sense, they walk in the street by street and building by building and house to house in order to clean up and move in the all specialists there. And checking for the every hazardous on the building when they put there, and they just doing that job, and that is continuously going to process very well, and the public united beyond the armies and supporting them, and that they just waiting to see. And the same thing is in the scene of Darfur, capital of Fashir. There is some rabbit forces, they gather outside in the area of close with the border. But in the in Libya, they really very big group. And some there is in close with the border of Tashat in Tashat, and they just move inside the Sudan and they try to come to Fashir to attack. But the African Enjoy Group and Sudanese Army being able to prevent and just to scatter them and run them and chasing them, and they went back to Libya. Some day Libya and some day went back to Tashat, and there is some day just disappear in the forest and in the mountain, and they have the kind of the distant weapon and being able sneakily to shoot from that, from the forest to city in the, and just affecting to the like people in the camp, and that is called the Zamzam camp, and killing the civilian. But in the overall, the Korean African troop and Sudanese troop able to protect and control the Fashir, and they just and around the Fashir, and they just looking to that people and that the situation in Darfur and also the situation in Khartoum, and Sudanese public, they are united beyond the army. They're happy with that, and they just waiting to see more processing and to see more liberation, and that sometime the time will be responsible for that. That's what they do. And also they just blaming or they talking sometimes about the world forget about them and media forget, but they have the capacity for an ability to fight and being able to liberate their country. And thank you, Fantastic Friday, for this opportunity, and thank you for listening today.
Thank you, Ibrahim. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, Mr. Obana. Thank you, Mr. Rico, too. And thank you to the people who are listening to Sudanese Problem.
On another side of it, I don't know if in future you could tell us something about the impact or influence the Mahdi have in even present-day Sudan and or the impact of the war. You could tell us something about that in future, and you could tell us how this war is affecting Eastern Sudan.
Yeah, I can just talk that when I just next time.
Yes.
And there is a, yes, there's a row about the Mahdi, and that the things they set up since the early of the history, and now they effective. And also in the Eastern Sudan, there are some things that's included for that. But thank you for this question, and I will answer to you next Friday.
Asante Kwaku Shukuru, thank you for thanking me, and we look forward to linking with you again.
Thank you. You have a nice morning.
All right. You guys stay tuned. Martin coming up to give you some information on what's going on at the grassroots level. Yeah, man. Hold tight. We want you to go down memory lane. You know what I mean?
Do you remember the days of slavery?
We'll and come back again, selector. We must hear the intro to this. And we must know that people must understand what went, what is, and what is coming. Come down. Come down. What's going on? How things going with you?
How's it going, man? Yeah, it's going all right.
Yeah, it was cold like dog nose or cold like hell? Which
man,
one?
Well, I'll say it's cold like hell. I'm not sure if hell is cold, but but yeah, the way they make it, it might be hot, but who knows? Yeah, it was cold though. A little bit too much, but so goes. That's the Winnipeg thing.
Yeah. But then, I mean, it is how we make it to it. We could make it hot. So what are they making hot this week in the ghetto? Yeah.
But, I don't know if I have much in the grassroots level of it, as you're saying, but some tunes is bouncing. So talk with our brother there. So at Modern Coffee once again, for everyone at Main and Inkster, we're having on January the 30th, and that's going to be a Thursday. That's next week. So January on Thursday the 30th, 7:30 to 8:30, we're going to have some musical entertainment at that Modern Coffee on Main and Inkster. Brother Umpo is going to be there again. For those who have seen, Katie is going to be there doing some singing. There's a person named Evan, I believe, on bass, and the next one named Mel. I'm not sure if Mel is playing drum or guitar, I'm not sure, but Katie, Evan, Umpo, and Mel. That's going to be happening Modern Coffee, again, 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., Thursday the 30th. So, yeah, check out the Modern Coffee. They still have all their coffees and teas and donuts and sweet things and some entertainment. You can still, I don't think we have a show coming up just yet, but you can still, people can still check out www.highroad.live or highroad.live, www.highroad.live for some little reggae and punky tunes. That's on the computer. I'm not sure if the brethren did put up any of the new videos, because we were last there December 27. We were at Toad in the Hole. Thank you, Toad in the Hole, for that. And yes, as Rico and some of the Fantastic Friday crew was there at Toad in the Hole supporting High Road. Thank you for that. I'm not sure if the clips went up on the computer yet. They might have put it up or they might not have yet. But anyways, www.highroad.live for people who want to see them clips or see any of them other little videos. You might have to join up in order to see. Unless you go on YouTube, you'll be able to see some older clips on YouTube. So yeah, so people check out www.highroad.live and check out January 30th for Umpo and his friends there playing at Modern Coffee, 7:30 to 8:30.
And we want everybody to remember African History Month coming up soon, and there will be a lot of events and music.
Yes,
and
even
interviews
so
on Fantastic Friday. So keep listening in.
Yes. Yes, people. All right, Dredd.
Yeah, man.
Blessed love to you.
Yeah, man.
All right.
All the time.
One love, listeners.
seed no more. Do you remember the days of slavery?
Do you remember the days of slavery?
My brother feels it.
African History Month coming up. Don't forget to listen in.
Including my sisters too. Some of us survived, showing them that we are still alive. Do you remember the days of slavery?
Do you remember the days of slavery?
You still can regret, you still can regret.
Do you remember?
Christianity leads us one in one door and out into the field. Bless you on behalf of their God and put you out in the field.
Remember slavery. Remember slavery. My brothers and sisters. My brothers and sisters. They work so hard in the burning. Shackles and chains around their feet. Yeah, remember slavery. Remember slavery. My brothers and sisters. My brothers and sisters. They work so hard in the burning sun. Work so hard in the burning. With shatters and chains. We don't want no slavery. We don't want no brutality. We want love and unity instead of vanity. Remember slavery.